This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, launching into the third hour here of the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that you'll find there on our site. They are completely free. You get to control the content right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the developing situation in Oregon, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve, which is something like 187,000 acres. There's some kind of a welcome center there, some government building of some sort that protesters have taken over. Armed protesters have taken over. They ostensibly broke into the property at some point earlier this weekend after a larger protest to protest the imprisonment or the inevitable imprisonment on Monday of a couple of guys. Hammond is their last name.
Steve and Dwight.
Steve and Dwight. One is an older guy. He's in his 70s. Another in his 40s. And they're going back to prison after the federal government had already sent them there for ostensibly lighting fires on their lands, which spread allegedly to federal properties. And that's why they went to prison in the sometime in the aughts, the last decade. They were released after spending whatever their sentence was, and now a federal judge has come back and said, you need to go back to prison. We mis-sentenced you. We should have sentenced you to more time in prison. So now you've got another 4 years to go rot in a prison cell because of a fire you set. Now, Daryl, you've got more information about the background on the Hammonds, because so far we haven't really talked very much about them and their story. It's the most of the coverage on the show tonight has been about the takeover, the armed, what will likely become a standoff. I don't know how many federal agents are on the scene yet, but there are a number of people, as few as 15, as many as 150, who are occupying this federal building. And there's apparently a guard tower outside that they are occupying as well. From the pictures we've seen from the media, the property is relatively open. There's not really any forested land, so it's wide open, easy to see from a spotting distance. Someone with a sniper rifle, like a federal agent, for instance, would easily be able to draw a line on these protesters. And they're inviting more people to come there. So basically, there's an open invitation for undercover federal agents to come into their group, and you've got people within the group who are basically armed up and they are ready to die based on some of the statements that they have made, that if the federal government uses violence, that these people will use violence in return. You've got a video from a Marine who's going out there saying that he's, planning to, he's saying goodbye to his family, basically. So it sounds like he's prepared to put his life on the line for this project, for this protest. This demand of a return to the Constitution is Ammon Bundy, who's the son of Cliven Bundy, that listeners may recall the Bundy Ranch situation from 2014. So one of the Bundys, a couple of the Bundy brothers, are involved in this. So let's go back here, Daryl. Where's the story coming from, and what do you want to share from it?
So the story is coming from a website called the Conservative Treehouse, and they cite their sources throughout their post here. Back in 1908, President Theodore Roosevelt created the what's now the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge out of the Malheur Mud and Harney Lakes. In 1964, the Hammonds purchased a 6,000-acre piece of property in the Harney Basin near the wildlife refuge. They also received 4 grazing rights on public land and 3 water rights in addition to the house on the property. In the 1970s, the Fish and Wildlife Service decided to start purchasing up a bunch of land. And one of the pieces...
Eminent domain, you mean? Just making offers to people?
Not eminent domain.
Okay.
Actual, purchases.
Mm-hmm.
The expansion wound up surrounding the Hammonds Ranch. The Hammonds were then approached many times but refused to sell. Some other ranchers refused to sell as well. Also during the 70s, ranchers were told that grazing was detrimental to wildlife and must be reduced. Then 32 of 53 permits were revoked and many ranchers were forced to leave their property. Grazing fees were raised significantly for those who were allowed to remain. And refuge personnel took over the irrigation system, claiming it as their own. They then did some stuff with the water, and that caused some flooding on a lot of the property in what's called the Sylvie's Plain that was near some of these lakes. The ranchers then fought to keep the Fish and Wildlife Service from, or who had been fighting, broke because their land had been destroyed by the flooding, and they begged the Fish and Wildlife Service to purchase their land. By the 1990s, the Hammonds were one of the few ranchers still owning private property adjacent to the refuge. Susie Hammond, in an effort to make sense of what was going on, began compiling facts about the refuge. In a hidden public record, she found a study that was done by the Fish and Wildlife Service in 1975. The study showed that the no-use policies of the Fish and Wildlife Service on the refuge were causing the wildlife to leave the refuge and move on to private property. The study also showed that private property adjacent to the refuge produced four times as many ducks and geese as the refuge. It also showed that the migrating birds were 13 times more likely to land on private property rather than the refuge.
Is that because of mismanagement, that they weren't doing a good job sort of keeping this refuge pristine or something like that? I don't understand.
It was because of the no-use policy. I don't know exactly what that means.
Huh.
But there was a direct correlation, apparently, and Fish and Wildlife even found this out, that the animals were more likely to go to the private property near the refuge than onto the actual refuge. She then brought this to the attention of the Fish and Wildlife Service and refuge personnel. Her and her family became the subjects of a long train of abuses and corruption. In 1994, the Bureau of Land Management and Fish and Wildlife Service illegally began building a fence around the Hammond's water source, owning the water rights
to, supposedly.
Yes. Owning the water rights and knowing that their cattle relied on the water source daily, the Hammonds tried to stop the building of the fence.
Mm.
The BLM and Fish and Wildlife Service called the Harney County Sheriff's Department and had Dwight Hammond, the father, arrested and charged with disturbing and interfering with federal officials or federal contractors, two counts each of felony.
Whoa.
He spent one night in the Deschutes County Jail in Bend, Oregon, and a second night behind bars in Portland before he was hauled before a federal magistrate and released without bail. A hearing on the charge was postponed, and the federal judge never set another date. The Fish and Wildlife Service also began restricting access to upper pieces of the Hammonds' private property. In order to get the upper part of the Hammonds' ranch, they had to go on a road that went through the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. The Fish and Wildlife Service began barricading the road and threatened the Hammonds if they drove through it. The Hammonds removed the barricades and gates and continued to use their right of access.
So the federal government made an agreement with them in the 60s or 70s that they had access to the federal roads and the water on the federal lands so they could have their cattle grazed.
They had water rights.
So they could have their cattle graze and drink. And they had they also had rights to access the roads, right?
Well, the feds barricaded part of the land and created a road so that the Hammonds, in order to go to like the upper portion of their property, had to go onto federal property to get there.
And they also had permission to do that previously, did they not?
Presumably.
And so now the federal government is trying to take all that away and violate their agreement.
Barricaded and gated off their access, and then they took those down. The Hammonds were then forced to either build and maintain miles of fence or be restricted from the use of their private property, cutting their ranch almost in half. They could not afford to fence the land, and the cattle were removed. in early 2001, and this is the more recent stuff about the
burns.
The burns.
We're going to get into that here. It's been a long time that these folks have been fighting with the federal government just so they can have and enjoy their private property. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And you can submit content right there to the front page by using our Reddit-based system, which is totally free to do. Find something interesting you want to share with us and with our other listeners, then just submit it there over at freetalklive.com. You can vote on other people's submissions as well. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Hammonds, the two guys who are going to be turning themselves into prison on Monday, going in for another sentence. So there's no double jeopardy in the United States in that you can't be charged twice for the same crime, but apparently you can be sentenced twice for the same crime. These men allegedly set fires on their ranch land outside of the Malheur National Federal Wildlife Reserve, which ostensibly caught onto the reserve. They then were charged with crimes of, I forget what the charges were exactly, but they were charged with something over that, sentenced to a few months or up to a year in prison. They spent that time in the last decade. Then, when they were released, a judge later came back and said, you've got to go back to prison. I should have sentenced you for a longer period.
Or it's actually a different judge.
Then we should have sentenced you for a longer time, and they're sending them back.
The court made an error.
Yeah, so apparently double jeopardy doesn't apply when the court makes an error and decides to send you back to prison after you thought you had served the full amount of time that you were supposed to serve. Now there are protesters who are armed and have broken in, allegedly, to an unoccupied building over the weekend on the Malheur Reserve. They are allegedly armed. There are as many as 150 of them, maybe as few as 15. We really don't know how many, and they are not revealing those numbers. The protesters are saying they're dug in. They're saying they have enough supplies to last for years and are basically demanding the federal government return to constitutional principles. Now, you know, they're not going to get that demand, so ultimately it's likely going to come to some sort of a showdown with federal government agents who I'm sure are either on the scene now or en route to set up some sort of perimeter and cordon off this particular area to bring it to some kind of a showdown. Let's go to your phone calls here. We're going to tell you more about the Hammond and what precipitated what's happening now. We haven't yet gotten to the story about the Burns. You've given us a little bit in the past history. This family has had a long history of conflict with the federal government. They're just trying to ranch their land.
They're trying to ranch. The feds want to buy the property, and they don't want to sell.
Let's go to Lynette. She is on the line in California. Lynette, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, thanks for covering this story tonight. You guys are putting out a lot of really good information.
Thanks. What did you want to share?
I guess my problem with a lot of the media coverage is going to be that the protesters out at the Wildlife Center, they're going to be depicted as a bunch of yahoos. And, you know, we've already seen it. We've seen the video with this guy Blaine, who's all decked out in, you know, in his militia gear. But I've seen pictures of the people that are out there, and they're just dressed like regular people.
Is there more video of Blaine? Because the video we have of Blaine is him in his truck. He's not decked out in anything. He's just sitting in his truck. Is there a different video of him somewhere?
Yeah, there's one that looks like it was shot from an iPhone. You can find it out there where he's speaking. You know, he sounds pretty rational. But,
this is the guy who, for our listeners just tuning in, sorry to interrupt, Lynette. This is the guy, we've got a 14-minute long video of him talking into a camera, like a dash cam in his car, where we've only watched a few minutes of it off the air just to see what he says, but he's basically apologizing to his family. It makes it sound like he's ready to lose his life over this. What's the context of the video you've seen with him in it?
He speaks after Ammon Bundy. Bundy gives a little bit of a talk, a little bit of an interview or a statement out there at the property, out there at the Wildlife Center. And then Blaine comes on wearing, you know, his Marine hat, some paramilitary gear. And he talks about, you know, dealing with the federal government as the bullies they are. And, yeah, he doesn't really sound like, he doesn't really sound unreasonable. But because he's in paramilitary gear, he's going to be the guy that's focused on. When really, the people I'm seeing out there, for the most part, are just appropriately dressed for the weather and don't appear to be suicidal. They just want to call attention to this case. And what's going on out in the West, particularly with the BLM? The BLM has been harassing farmers all over the West.
That's the Bureau of Land Management. Lynette, yeah. It sounds like you've been watching some of the footage from this situation. How many of the people they're showing are actually openly carrying guns?
I've only seen one, just Blaine.
Okay, interesting. Do you think Blaine is legitimate, or is he like a federal plant who's there to gin up violence?
I guess it's possible he could be an agent provocateur or something out there. I don't know. I do think that there are a lot of people who are like him, but for the most part, the people out there appear to be just regular people, not interested in starting trouble.
So you wouldn't describe this, as some of the media has, as a militia, then?
No. There could be people out there calling themselves militia. I don't know, because I'm not out there. I haven't talked to the people there. I'm just looking at videos and photographs. And a lot of them just seem to be, people who consider themselves to be patriots, conservatives, maybe people like I was a few years ago.
So you don't feel like, I mean, obviously you don't know these people, and not all of them have been interviewed, but so you're just going based on what they look like on video. You don't feel like everyone there is on a suicide run.
No, and certainly the Bundys aren't. Carol Bundy, Ammon Bundy's mother or stepmother, I don't believe she's suicidal. I think she's out there.
Okay. Anything else that you feel you want to share with our audience of your observations?
No, just really thanks a lot for covering this story.
Sure, and we'll continue to cover it. Thank you for the call tonight. And hopefully, maybe, what would be really cool is if some Free Talk Live listeners in the area could actually go out and sort of, recon what the situation is like and, give us your perspective. If you live in Oregon or Northern California or something like that, if you can make the trip up there to, observe, not to go into the actual showdown, unless that's something you feel called to do, but to, go on the outside and at least, get the perspective, get a perspective from this situation that's not being skewed by the mainstream media or the federal government.
Right.
So if you want to share your thoughts here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dwight and Steve Hammond to report to prison on Monday for sentence part two. A resentencing of a higher sentence, which in my opinion should not be allowed to happen. Once a judge issues a sentence, the only thing that should be able to happen to that sentence is it is reduced. I don't think that you should be able to come back and sentence someone to a longer period of time.
I do think that they have a good lawsuit on that ground, if they can find a lawyer willing to take the case pro bono.
But this isn't the first time this has happened. There have been other people sentenced for longer.
I don't know if anything like this has ever gone to the Supreme Court.
Good question. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More history of the Hammonds here in a moment. Daryl, you're going to share that with us. What happened around these supposedly controlled burns that allegedly got out of control and led to these charges that are now leading to this protest and the occupation of a federal building in Oregon? The situation continues to develop. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition here. You may join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been discussing really throughout most of the show tonight the situation in Oregon at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve, which is developing as we speak. There are as many as 150 people occupying the federal building on that property. And, you know, come Monday, there were people supposed to be showing up at work, purportedly, at this building. The Wildlife Reserve has now been officially closed to the public, although the people that are inside this building are inviting members of the public to come and join them in what they say is an occupation that could last for years. They claim they have enough food to last them for years here. And they're doing it in response to the targeting of the Hammond family, which is a family that owns a ranch adjacent to and surrounded by this particular wildlife reserve. The federal government, Bureau of Land Management people have been harassing this family and have been trying to get them to sell their property to
for the better part of four decades.
Right. And so now they're sending a couple of the Hammonds back to prison to spend longer in prison after they were already sentenced once for setting a fire on their land, or more than one perhaps, but setting fires.
Right, and that's where the story that I have that's giving the back info or the backstory, that's where we're at in this. So in the early fall of 2001.
And where's this coming from, by the way? This
This is the Conservative Treehouse.
Okay, got it.
In the early fall of 2001, Stephen Hammond, the son, called the fire department to inform them that he was going to be performing a routine prescribed burn on their ranch.
Okay.
Later that day, he started a prescribed fire on their private property. The fire went on to public land and burned approximately 127 acres of grass. The Hammonds put the fire out themselves. There was no communication about the burn from the federal government to the Hammonds at the time. Prescribed fires, by the way, are a common method that Native Americans and ranchers have used in the area to increase the health and productivity of the land for centuries.
Fires happen naturally anyway, and they sort of, they perform the same service, if you will, clearing underbrush and things like that.
And I'm glad you mentioned natural fires, because in 2006, there was a massive lightning storm that started multiple fires that then joined together in flaming the countryside. To prevent the fire from destroying their winter range and possibly their home, Stephen Hammond started a backfire on the private property. The backfire was successful in putting out the lightning fires that had covered thousands of acres within a short period of time.
How does I don't know enough about fire. How does a fire put out fire?
Because you know how fires work, right? That fires can only burn things that haven't been burned.
Right.
So you start a fire and you burn stuff wide enough so that when the fire comes by, there's not anything fresh for it to wind up burning.
Got it. Gotcha. So they
start a fire, then you put that fire out
before the other fire reaches.
Before the other fire reaches.
Got it.
So that basically you burn out the fire because there's nothing else that it can wind up burning. The backfire,
they made a fire moat, basically.
Basically, yes. Okay. They made a fire moat.
Yep.
The backfire saved much of the range and vegetation needed to feed the cattle through the winter. The next day, federal agents went to the Harney County Sheriff's Office and filed a police report making accusations against DeWitt and Stephen Hammond for starting the backfire. A few days after the backfire, a range con, which I don't know what that is, a range con from the Burns District BLM office asked Stephen if he would meet him in town for coffee.
Uh-oh.
Stephen accepted. When leaving, he was arrested by the Harney County Sheriff, Dave Glarup, and BLM Ranger Orr. Sheriff Glarup then ordered him to go to the ranch and bring back his father. Both DeWitt and Stephen were booked on multiple Oregon state charges. The Harney County District Attorney reviewed the accusation, evidence, and charges, and determined that the accusations did not warrant prosecution and dropped all charges.
At the county level, but then charges were brought by the feds. We'll get to the rest of the story here. Mike is on the line in Alabama. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. It's good to talk to you. I've been meaning to call you anyway, but not under these kind of conditions anyway.
All right.
We've been getting some updated information during the day about this situation. What's been released so far, and as you know, the media usually looks for the lunatic fringe and interviews them in order to get it to paint the whole crowd with a picture of being fruitcakes. Well, in this particular instance, evidently these guys do not plan on doing anything to destroy the facility, and the feds have said as long as they don't intend to interfere, as long as there's no violence or destruction of property.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's the information that I'm getting.
Now, I'm just going to clarify. I'm not saying it's hard to believe they won't destroy the facility. I think they're not going to destroy the facility. I don't believe the feds that they're just going to stand back and let them sit there.
I believe that the feds at this point are saying we don't intend to.
And they can change their intention later.
Intentions can always change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where you're going. They can always change and then charge the facility. But right now, I think they're looking more at damage control than anything else.
All right.
To go further, these guys have said they were going to hold out for a couple of days, and then they're going to turn themselves in. And I think what they're doing is giving themselves enough time for an ACLU lawyer to come forward and say, okay, I'm going to handle your case because you've obviously been done wrong. When you were speaking about double jeopardy a little while ago.
And what are they going to turn themselves in for? Breaking and entering?
No, the Hammonds.
Oh, the Hammonds. I'm sorry. I missed
Steve and Dwight.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. To satisfy the warrant for their arrest to be re-imprisoned.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a warrant. I think they have a date that they're scheduled to turn themselves in at prison. Normally when you go to jail, you get an order of internment, and it specifies that you have to report to a certain facility by a certain time and date. So there's likely not really a warrant for their arrest, and it's not the same thing as turning yourself in. But, yeah, they're expected to report to prison tomorrow.
Yeah, now that's what they say. They're going to do this tomorrow or the following day. But they were doing this to stir up attention around the country to their cause. And I think it was to draw out the ACLU, which should be the love to get right on top of this to defend these guys.
Yeah, so I don't know if the ACLU would take this case on. I don't know about that. I mean, I like a lot of the work that they do. They're a very, you know, pro-freedom, pro-constitutional group in a lot of ways. I just don't know if they're going to be able to, you know, defend. I'm sorry, are you saying the ACLU would take the Hammonds case or the case of the protesters?
The Hammonds.
Okay.
And the protesters are another matter.
Yeah.
Now, it depends on what they do. Now, right now, they're trespassing on federal property is basically the way the feds are looking at it. But they're trying to enter into some damage control. Because if they act in too aggressive a manner, it's going to make them look bad. So they don't want to do that unless there's some real reason to do it.
I agree. They don't want this to be another Waco, likely, which is one of the reasons they didn't use shots fired to take the Browns, or the Ed and Elaine Brown, when they were occupying their own home. The feds wanted to steal that from them here in New Hampshire. They were able to arrest them without anybody getting shot. I expect they're going to try to bring undercovers in and then make a move on folks. But if there's somebody in there who's suicidal and wants a shootout with the feds, they might get what they're looking for.
That's the problem there. Now, this kind of thing usually draws a certain amount of people who have a couple of bolts loose and needed to have them tightened up.
Sure does.
And that's what's, you know, that's the danger here.
Yeah, that's why this is a scary situation. For everybody that's in this protest who is peaceful and who do not intend to get into a firefight, there are going to be some nutters who are in there, absolutely, who are looking to go down in flames. And if there are innocent people standing nearby, they may get caught in the crossfire. And that's probably one of the scariest parts here. Go ahead.
If you remember, not long ago, when the cattlemen had this problem out there, when the...
Yep.
Government was trying to take, I think it was take their cattle or something.
Yep.
They had a bunch of armed militia, so-called militia guys show up, and the feds kind of surrounded it and kind of tried to contain it until it went away.
And Cliven Bundy at that time did say that he didn't support violence as the solution. Mike, thanks for calling in from WFPA here tonight. I appreciate it there in Fort Payne. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you. If you dial now, you can join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you care about freedom and you really want to do something about it that's, let's say, not as drastic as taking over a federal building, the Free State Project is the way to go. Go to nhlibertyforum.com and sign up to join us at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. We're going to have hundreds of liberty-minded people gathering together at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester to hear from Edward Snowden, who's going to be the keynote speaker, and plenty of other great speakers and panels and things like that, but to really feel what it's like to be around hundreds of people who care about the ideas of liberty, because that's what it's like living in New Hampshire. You are literally around more libertarians and voluntarists than you could possibly know at this point in the Free State Project, which we're still in the early mover phase of this project. The Free State Project, of course, is the idea of gathering 20,000 like-minded people who care about freedom and liberty, many of whom believe the federal government is way out of bounds as well, like a lot of the people in Oregon, and you know, coming here to work within the system, work outside of the system, do whatever it is that you feel is right, that's peaceful, in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So go to nhlibertyforum.com and join us February 18th through the 21st. We are going to be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. It's an awesome event. It's the 9th Liberty Forum. And once again, Edward Snowden, one of the keynote speakers, nhlibertyforum.com. And if you've yet to sign up for the Free State Project, please go now and do that. You don't need to die in a firefight with the federal government to make a stand for liberty. You can stand peacefully with other people here in New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org, it's now reached over, I believe, 18,500. Earlier today it was like 18,499 participants. So we're gathering new signers every day, literally dozens of new signers. We're going to complete that 20,000 probably within the next several weeks. It's
Woo!
A very exciting time for the Free State Project, and if you care about liberty, you really need to start making plans to come here and join us. FreeStateProject.org. We're going to go to your calls, but first, Daryl, you had a few more things you wanted to share on the Hammonds, the guys who are going to prison tomorrow to serve an additional sentence after they'd already served some time
Yes.
for some alleged fires that they lit on their property in Oregon.
Right. So in 2006, there was a lightning fire. The Hammond's son, Stephen, set a backfire on his private property.
Mm-hmm.
that wound up stopping the spread of the Lightning Fire. The local authorities came up with some state charges, went to a county court. County judge threw the charges out, said this is preposterous, threw them out. 5 years later, in 2011, the police, or 5 years after the police report was taken, a U.S. attorney's office accused Dwight and Stephen of completely different charges and accused them being of being terrorists under the Federal Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996.
What?
The act carries a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison, maximum sentence of death.
What?
Yes, they charged them with
terrorism
because of the fires.
Who was being terrorized? The cows?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
I didn't even realize that was what they were charged with. I didn't
yes,
get that
they were charged with violating the Federal Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. They were labeled arsonist, and there's more to this. We've got the link on the Facebook page.
So did they plead guilty or something? Like, why did they end up getting convicted of terrorism?
Because they went to court,
it's
and
federal
the
court.
Judge found them guilty.
Because federal court pretty much always finds you guilty.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to the phones here, and I'd just like to remind people, Free Talk Live is live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. If you want to call the show, you're welcome to call at any time, but the worst time to call is at the very end of the show, because, well, first of all, it's the end of the show, but secondly, for whatever reason, people love to call in the very last segment of this program. We've had open phones throughout the show here tonight, and now we have almost a full board of calls that literally all just came in within the last 5 minutes.
So now we have to rush through everybody's call.
Right, exactly. So if you really want to have a chance to speak on the air and you know, get your thoughts out, this is the worst time to call in. That said, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Scott listening in South Carolina, Charleston's WTMA. Hello, Scott.
Hello. This is starting to remind me a little bit of Wounded Knee, you know, with the occupation of federal land. I was calling about my outrage over them being charged with a terror crime. To be honest with you, until a moment ago, I thought it was one of the new ones since 9/11. I didn't realize it was from 1996. I still think it's absolutely outrageous. And I guess the third thing is, when does nobody ever gets the max sentence on anything? And these guys are getting the max sentence, aren't they?
Oh, no, they're getting the minimum.
Some people do get the max sentence. Oh,
I thought 5 years was the max.
No, five years is the mandatory minimum. The death penalty is the maximum.
Oh, okay. Well, then I misunderstood that. Thank you for clarifying that.
But no problem.
I think the whole thing's outrageous.
Scott, anything else you want to share? Thanks.
No, that's great. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to a different Scott. This one's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. So I just wanted to talk. Like, I heard about all that Oregon stuff that was going down. And I was just really concerned that I heard no reporting outside of local media about what happened in my town today.
All right, what happened in your town?
All right, so there's this man, like, you may have heard of him if you're up on your internet, you know, charisma, all that kind of stuff. But his name is Brian Silva. And what he does is he gets on the internet and posts video of himself pretending he has firearms, pretending he has a lot of currency that he doesn't actually have, saying, grata ta 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 ta. And, like today, the cops went outside his house. It was the SWAT team, the local drug enforcement team, and two police departments from surrounding counties there surrounding his house. And he was firing shots. They were firing shots. And,
whoa.
Like, it's ridiculous, man. Everything is going crazy in this country, and I just wanted to hear your opinion on it, for real.
Well, thank you. I did just pull up the story here from Charlottesville, where police confirmed that 25-year-old Brian Silva has been arrested after a standoff. He has been charged with abduction and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. So apparently, if you are a convicted felon, it is a bad idea to go on YouTube and make videos with yourself possessing a firearm. That might not be a good plan.
Man, I've been watching them videos for months now. I've been seeing him posting stuff with him with a goddamn Glock. And he's sitting there, and he's, like, pointing it wherever. He's got a lot of money in his other hand. He's acting like he's some real stuff.
Well, you know, while I think that felons should be free to carry firearms, I think that stupid people are going to end up in prison for doing things like this. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate it. That's a great accent, too, by the way. I don't know if it's real.
I don't know.
Maine. Let's continue.
Listen, Maine.
Maine. Let's go to Robert. He's in Louisiana. Hey, Maine. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, good. I was reading about that story. You know, the Oregon deal today?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of worried because I've watched a little video by Alex Jones, and he was talking about this might lead to civil war. I'm kind of worried about that, to be honest.
Alex Jones thinks that everything is going to lead to civil war.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
With whom would the war be between? The federal government and protesters?
I have no clue, to be honest. That's how I wanted to call y'all, because y'all would know more than I would. That's why I wanted to ask y'all.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a lot of frustration with the federal government, and these Clive and Bundy, Hammond family situations are examples of the sort of the latent, built-in frustrations that a lot of Americans have with the federal government. If this blows up into something more than what it is right now, I guess time will certainly tell. But Alex Jones, you know, profits from fear-mongering, basically. And I've met Alex in person, and I think he's a nice guy, and we've had him on this show once in the past, or actually he's called in.
Did he accuse you of being Illuminati?
No, he didn't. He was very nice, and we actually went on his show as well, and it was fine. But that's just his bailiwick, Robert. That's what he does, and he gets people whipped up, and it's a good way for people to, you know, if Alex Jones is saying that there's going to be a civil war, it might get people to tune into his show on Monday. Thanks, Robert, for your call here. Let's go to Tom in Michigan quickly. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Tom. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the cartels operating out of Dearborn right now, selling meth and meth-like products that aren't actually meth. They're killing people by the hundreds. I'm telling you, it's an epidemic here. And I just basically wanted to bring up the fact that local government here is taking major bribes to look the other way, and nobody's doing a thing about it.
Tom, thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate hearing from you. And that tends to be how it is with governments. They will be corrupted by drug cartels. I don't know if what he was saying was accurate. We don't live in Dearborn. But certainly if you want to call and explain a little further, tomorrow night we'll be here. And I believe we're going to be having a conversation with Joel Valenzuela, who is an activist here in New Hampshire, about the best way to be an activist. But we'll continue to update you on Oregon.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.